This is VOA News. Reporting via remote, I'm David Byrd. The United States now has the most confirmed cases of the coronavirus in the entire world. We get more from AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani at the White House.
Johns Hopkins University's running tally shows more than 82,000 cases in America, more than Italy and China, where the virus originated. Even as cases at home surge, President Trump is looking for ways of easing his own administration's guidelines for slowing the virus's spread, citing the economic impact of closed businesses and laid-off workers.
Every day that we stay out, it gets harder to bring it back very quickly.
He's telling America's governors new guidelines are being developed to rate the virus spread risk in each county, so state and local officials can make their own calls on maintaining, boosting, or easing restrictions. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
New York City has seen a spike in the number of coronavirus deaths and hospitalizations. We get details from AP's Ed Donahue.
The urgent need is for hospital beds. Mayor Bill de Blasio also says a key part of this puzzle is getting ventilators.
If you don't have a ventilator, people die who didn't need to die.
De Blasio says they only have one-sixth of the ventilators they need. Governor Andrew Cuomo says right now they're doing their best with what they've got.
We have approved a technology that allows one ventilator to serve two patients, what they call splitting.
To help with hospital beds, Chief of Staff General James McConville says an Army hospital is coming to New York.
They will set up at the Javits Center this weekend, and they will be operational for non-COVID patients.
That will help hospitals in New York focus on coronavirus patients. I'm Ed Donahue.
This is VOA News.